Happy Dead Week, everybody, and welcome back to the Bulldog Sports Report. I'm Daniel Kiefner.
I'm Casey Arnold, and it's time again to recap our sporting events from the past week
and discuss upcoming events this week. Baby, you give me ice.
This week in the weekend battle against the Warriors of Midland University, the Bulldogs baseball team were able to dominate the scoreboard while mashing home runs left and right. For the second time in program history and in as many years, the Bulldogs have surpassed the 100 home run mark on the season.
In game one of the four-game set, junior Jaden Quinn made Bulldog history. He hit a record 4 home runs in game one. Even more impressively, he hit one in each of the first 4 innings. He finished the game 4-for-5 with 4 runs scored and 6 runs batted in as the Bulldogs took game one 17-8.
Game 2 ended in a shutout victory for the Bulldogs, who put up 17 runs of their own. On the mound, sophomore Christian Gutierrez pitched a complete game shutout, striking out 6 Warriors and only allowing 6 hits, and he didn't walk a single hitter.
From there, the action came back to Plum Creek Park, where the Bulldogs have yet to lose this season as they are 17-0 at home. Quinn continued his success in the series as he went 3-for-3 from the dish, hitting another 2 bombs as the Bulldogs narrowed out a 7-6 victory over the Warriors.
Seniors were recognized at Plum Creek Park during the 2 games against Midland. Those seniors included Jesse Garcia, Ben Berg, Ben Coldiron, Dan Rivera, and Tate Johnson.
In the final game of action, the already hot Concordia Bats erupted for 26 runs. Although no balls were hit over the outfield wall, the team was able to string together hit after hit, in total tallying 24 of them. The final score was 26-2 as the Bulldogs swept the Midland Warriors.
In the 4 games combined, the Bulldogs had 69 hits, 16 of which were home runs, as they outscored Midland 67-17 on the weekend. Looking at the NAIA home run leaderboard, junior Joey Grabanski ranks 3rd in all of the NAIA with 23 home runs, and on his heels is Quinn in 4th place with 22.
The 33-13 Bulldogs, who are tied for 1st in the GPAC with Doane University with 19 wins and 5 losses, will finish the regular season with 4 home games against Morningside University, with games at 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Friday, April 28th, and then games at 1 and 4 p.m. on Saturday, April 29th. Good luck, Bulldogs.
In track and field news from last week, junior Lauren Dawson was named the GPAC Athlete of the Week on April 19th after setting her own personal best in the 5,000-meter racewalk. Dawson was also the 3,000-meter racewalk winner at the 2023 GPAC Indoor Championship.
Over the weekend, the team competed in the Dutcher Memorial in Crete. The team had 6 event winners, those being the women's 4x400-meter relay, composed of sophomore Jenna Esch, freshman Kayla Kirkner, sophomore Trinity Tolles, and senior Rachel Battershell. The women's 4x800-meter relay, made up of junior Riley Haker, sophomore Rhea Kaczynski, freshman Keegan Beasel, and freshman Hannah Bentama.
Individually, freshman Carson Fellhafer won the men's discus, junior Josie Pools won the women's pole vault, freshman Adriana Rodenkall won the women's 100-meter hurdles, and junior Kylan Freeberg won the women's 5,000 meters.
This coming week, the Bulldogs will take part in the Drake Relays, happening on Thursday and Friday, April 27th and 28th in Des Moines, Iowa. Let's go Dawgs.
The Concordia women's tennis team had a strong finish to the regular season as they took 5 of 7 matches against the College of St. Mary and 4 of 7 matches against Northwestern College. The men will finish the regular season on Monday, April 24th, when they take on Northwestern College with action beginning at 4 p.m.
The GPAC tournament will be April 28th and 29th for the men in Fremont, and the women's GPAC tournament will be in Omaha on April 28th and 29th.
The The Concordia softball team took on Briarcliff University at home on Friday, April 21st. The team lost two close games, the first being an extra inning pitcher's duel, where the only run scored was by Briarcliff in the top of the eighth. In game two, the teams battled to the final inning, where Briarcliff was able to score in the top half and hold the Bulldogs in the bottom.
In the second pair of games for the Bulldogs last week, the team matched up with Mount Marty on April 22nd. After winning Game 1 7-4 with strong performances from sophomores Hannah Bowers, who went 3-for-3, and Aubrey Brunning, who went 3-for-4, the team recognized their senior class before Game 2.
The group of seniors who were recognized for their time and dedication to the team were Caitlin McGarvey, Sydney Schilt, Alexis Tukovsky, and Jersey Rowe. The players and their families were welcomed to the field, and players received cords for graduation.
Ultimately, in a toughly contested Game 2, the Bulldogs would fall 4-2 to the Lancers, splitting the two-game set. This week, the softball team will finish the regular season with four games on the road. First, the team will travel to Omaha, where they will play two games against the College of St. Mary on Tuesday, April 25th at 3 and 5 p.m. Then, on Saturday, April 29th, the team will play Dort University with action at 1 and 3 p.m. in Sioux Center, Iowa.
The women's golf team traveled to Council Bluffs, Iowa for the Bent Tree Intercollegiate Showcase on April 17th and 18th, where they placed 5th as a team. Overall, the Bulldogs finished with 772 strokes over the course of two rounds. The team will be back in action for the GPAC Women's Golf Championships, which begins on May 1st.
The men's golf team placed 5th in the Nebraska Westland Howl at the Hill invite. Individually, junior Drew DeCole finished with 157 strokes in the two rounds, as he finished tied for 15th. This week, on Monday, April 24th, and Tuesday, April 25th, the team will take part in the GPAC Men's Golf Championships. Thanks for joining us again for the Bulldog Sports Report, and good luck next week when you're taking your finals.
And go, Dog.